Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Like that, okay. It flipped by me, so I don't know the name of the song, but I guarantee it was good. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the show. You're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We are 91.7 on your FM dial, or you may be listening at WYXR.org. Or wherever you are today, I hope you're having a good day. I hope everything is going your way, and, you know, I think we're going to have a beautiful week here in Memphis, so it's good to be alive, and I hope you, if you haven't voted already, vote tomorrow, and that's a very good thing. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and this is, if you've not listened to our show before, we bring friends in and talk to them about the music that moved them. And today, these songs move Tim Cutbirth. Tim, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you, Willie. It's great to be here with you.
Man, you got a great radio voice.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
It's great to be on the other side of the glass.
There you go. You say, you know, today in Memphis, it's going to be cloudy. You could be a good weather man, too.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know how my predictions would be.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, I am excited to talk with you today. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. You grew up here in Memphis and all this, and we're going to talk about all that. But let's go ahead and start off with some music. What is your first pick today, and why did you pick it?
Willie, my first pick for the day is called Some Other Sunset by Mark Winkler. Mm. And this is actually, I heard this song over 30 years ago on 91.7 being broadcasted out of Memphis State.
Okay,
and
okay.
I've been a fan of his for the last almost 35 years now.
Wow.
So it's a great song. It was written by David Benoit, and Mark put the lyrics to it.
Here we go. This is Some Other Sunset.
Sitting here at the edge of the sea, tide comes in, brings back old memories. Some other time, when you said your love was mine, takes me back to some other sunset. When we walked with the sand at our feet, we were young and the world tasted sweet. Wind in your hair and a promise in the air takes me back to some other sunset. When the sun would sink down into the sea, that's when the sky turned gold in front of you and me. We'd watch together from a pier, forever felt so near. How could it all just slip away? Now I walk all alone on the strand, children play, building castles of sand. Lovers pass by, and the look that's in their eyes takes me back to some other sunset. You and I, and some other sunset. In front of you and me, gather from a pea, forever felt so near. How could it all just slip away? Now I walk all alone on the string. Children play, building castles of sand. Lovers pass by, and the look that's in their eyes takes me back to some other sunsets. You and I, and some other sunset. Take me back to some other sunset. Take me back to some other sunset. When the sky was clear, you were here beside me. Take me back. Listen up. Take me back. Listen up.
All right. That is Mark Winkler. That's a cool song, Tim. I like that.
I love it, too. It's one of my favorite songs.
Man, and we were just talking while this was playing that the news just broke, I guess, late last night that Quincy Jones had passed away. And, you know, what a legend in the music business he was. And I don't know that there'll ever be anyone like him again. I remember as a kid watching all the shows like the Streets of San Francisco and things like that, and he scored all of those things.
He did. He was just so talented. Yeah. And such influence on all musicians. Yeah. and the shows. Yeah, he was great. He's gonna be totally missed.
That's right. And I think he was like really likable too. Yeah, everybody I ever knew who knew him said, oh man, he was just a great guy.
Yeah.
So hey, safe travels, you know, speed on through the next whatever, Quincy Jones, and thanks for all the good music. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here. Always remember, this is volunteer radio, so if you ever want to help us out here, become a sustaining member, or just, you know, send us $10 or whatever, go to the WYXR.org front page there, and there's a button up there that may look like it says donuts, but it's actually donate. Okay, so you could donate some money to us to keep the lights on, which is always good. And I will say, I want to thank everybody for supporting us recently on our semi-annual pledge drive. We do appreciate that. My guest is Tim Cuthbert, and we are walking through his musical DNA. Tim, what was the first song you ever remember hearing as a kid?
Well, obviously it was the Beatles.
Yeah, okay.
However, the next song that we're going to play is the first jazz song.
Oh, okay. Okay, what is this?
Okay, this is Angel by Wes Montgomery. It's from his Day in a Life album.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's 1967.
Oh, okay.
So there was a lot of things going on in 1967, i.e. the Beatles and Sgt. Pepper's, right, and so forth.
Right, it's great. Here we go, Wes Montgomery. Thank you. Well, let me just go on record as saying nobody does it quite like Wes Montgomery, huh?
Absolutely not. He's, man,
that's
a legend.
That's great stuff. That's
passed
really,
away way too soon.
Yeah, that's. I did not know that he. So he didn't last long.
No, just within a couple of years after this, he
passed
away.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Had a heart attack in his early 40s.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow. Okay. So how did you start listening to jazz? Was it an accident, or did somebody in your life like listen to jazz and kind of turn you on to it?
Well, probably I heard Take Five on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I should have mentioned that first. However, this was the first album my brother brought this home, okay, along with Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66, their first one. So that was my first taste to jazz, and I have loved it ever since.
Oh, that's
great. Love all kinds of music, but jazz is my favorite.
Sure, that's great. That's wonderful. All right, well, tell you what, let's get right back into it, and I love this next guy. Who's next?
Joe Sample.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what gets you about this one?
I have been a big fan of the Crusaders in the 70s, mm-hmm, and he was their keyboardist. Right. And so as time went by, he had a solo career as well.
Yeah.
And actually, Mark Winkler put the lyrics to Night Flight in the middle 80s for the song, and they recorded it. It's fantastic. Uh-huh. However, in the 90s, Joe Sample played down at Bill Street and went to see him, and the is just incredible. When he got up and left the piano, it was still smoking.
I bet.
And my brother and I walked out back, and he was so nice and cordial. He came out of his bus, and he autographed a picture for me, and I have it hanging in my wall.
That's a great story.
He's a great guy.
That's wonderful. Okay, this is Joe Sample doing Black is the Color. Here we go. Thank you. All right, man, that was cool. Joe Sample doing Black is the Color. I love that, man.
Great song.
I'm going to go back and listen to some more Joe Sample. When I had a ton of CDs, I'm sure I know I had at least three or four Joe Sample CDs, and they were always good stuff. Good stuff. All right, I'm going to go back and give Joe another listen. All right, folks, hope you're having a good start to your week. I think it's going to be nice this week. Going to be a little warm today, and I think it's going to rain tomorrow. I don't know why I'm doing this. I keep getting into the weather. I'm not a weather man. Do not listen to me. Don't make your plans for what you hear me say. But I do think it's going to be a nice week here in Memphis. So I hope you'll get out and get out in the world a little bit. Maybe take a walk through Overton Park or wherever you like to take your walks. And enjoy this nice weather. It occurred to me that we have about 6 weeks every spring and then another 6 weeks every fall where it's really nice. And other than that, not so nice. But, you know, so what's your favorite time of year, Tim?
I'm a warm person, guy.
Really? You like hot weather?
Yeah, Memphis really? Is as far north as I could ever live.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Now, obviously, in the summertime when it gets over 100 or things like that, it's a bit too much. Yeah. But, yeah.
But you do like warm weather. Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right. See, I like sweater weather.
Okay.
You know, if every day got up to about 64 and down to about 56, I would be one happy man. But unfortunately, we live in Memphis.
Nothing wrong with that, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what, this next song is one of my favorites. I love this song. I love this artist. And this song was when I saw that you had it on your list. Oh, that's a cool one. That's a good one. What have we got here?
Okay. We got Ridge Top by Jesse Colin Young, who was with the Youngbloods. And I like this song because it brings in a little jazz influence mm-hmm. to that time period. I believe this is 1973. Mm-hmm. So it's got a good sound to it, especially that California jazz that making that movement back then.
Yeah, yeah. And he was such a cool guy. He was such a cool guy. And I guess still is. I haven't seen him, like, outperforming anything for a long time. But this is a great song. Here's Ridge Top by Jesse Colin Young.
Cut. six trees to clear out the land. But there's 30 or more left, and you know that they're gonna stand. It's a squirrel sanctuary, and they think this woods is their home. Yes, the hill that I live on is steep, and the road's full of ruts. And the people who live in the flatland think we folks are nuts. But the ruts in my road and the curve keep the tourists at bay. And it's lonesome and peaceful, and you.
Jesse Colin Young, Rich Top. What a cool song, man. That's another one that I listen to a lot. I like that. I just, you know, he seemed like he didn't play by a lot of rules, you know. He kind of did his own thing and said what he wanted to say.
Absolutely, and it turned out fantastic on that.
Sure did. Sure did, folks. I'm sitting here with Tim Cutberth, and we are having fun talking about the songs that move him. Tim, did you grow up in Memphis?
I am, Willie. I am a lifelong Memphian.
Okay.
I was grew up at the corner of Colonials and Sea Isle, right across the street from Colonials School.
Okay.
And I had the great fortune of being able to go to Colonial 9 years.
Oh, did you really?
I did. Okay. Wow. And so I rolled out of bed at 8 o'clock, and I was at school at 8:30, no problem. And then went to Overton.
Yeah.
I had to be there at 7:30, and I don't know that I ever recovered that hour.
You will never get that back. Yeah. You had to invest that in your education.
Absolutely. And then I went to the University of Memphis, and okay. So yeah, I have been here my whole life.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Everybody always asks me, you know, is it, Willie, ask people where they went to high school. And that's, you know, it's a very important thing because, you know, that says, you know, where you grew up, that says, you know, kind of who you knew that they knew and all that stuff. So it's a, that's a, that's a fun thing. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. We are broadcasting live here from the lobby of the Crosstown Concourse, and this is the coolest place. If you've never been here before, do yourself a favor and come down to Crosstown. There are lots of great restaurants here, lots to do, and if you just simply walk around, it's a very cool place. Do you like this place, Tim?
Love it.
Yeah,
the restoration was just fantastic.
Yeah, it's it, this was the old Sears building, folks, and I never ever believed anyone could do anything with this building, and I'm convinced that the only reason they didn't tear it down is because nobody could figure out how to haul it off. There was nowhere to haul it to, right?
That would have been a lot of debris to go with that.
Yes, right, right. Okay, let's keep it moving here. What have we got next?
Willie, we have Living on Sand. This is by Leo Gandelman from his Brazilian Soul.
Okay.
CD from 2001. That's another favorite of mine is Brazilian jazz.
Yes.
And bossa nova.
Oh, I love bossa nova. Yvonne Lenz is one of my favorite singers in the world.
Yes. Yeah. And of course Antonio Carlos Jobim. So, but yeah, this is a good flowing sax song.
Yeah. Here. Okay. Here we go. Living on Sand.
Thank you.
That's cool. I love that. What's his name again?
Leo Gandelman.
Leo Gandelman.
Man. Brazilian soul.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Wow. All right. So, Tim, are you retired now or not?
Well, I was in banking for 30 years.
I knew you were in banking for a long time, so you probably gave a lot of our listeners out there a loan, right?
That's why my hair is white. But I had a great time in banking and loved the people that I worked with. Yeah. Started at C&I Bank in the mailroom.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And was that the one downtown that was in the modern building?
Yeah, where the Visible Music College is now.
Yes, right.
Yeah, all the floors get smaller as you go up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
How was it? Was it like being in a microwave oven during the summer?
It was almost like walking into a tropical rainforest.
Really?
When you enter the lobby.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's something.
Very unique for the time.
Yeah.
Not very energy efficient, though.
I bet I would hate to have been paying the MLGW bill on that thing. All right, folks. Tim's walking us through his songs. I don't hear a Memphis flair in this at all. Have we got anything coming up from Memphis?
Not this song, but the next one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right. Well, you don't have to play Memphis music on here. That's the thing. And I like it when people get wide with it and we start playing some stuff from around the world. Somebody was playing some music from Mali, you know, from Africa in here, and it was so good. All right. Well, let's keep pushing it along here. What have we got next?
This is kind of a unique song. This is Train in the Desert by Claire Martin. It has just come out this year.
Okay.
It's kind of a unique song. It's got a good flow to it as well.
All right. Here we go.
On the train, the porters hustled and the businessmen talked big, read their papers and smoked their cigars. The sun was going down as she hurried to her seat, but she could still see the billows of smoke from the train following the boxcar, curling round the track like an angry black tail, until it too was swallowed up by the ink of night. Soon the train was quiet as it raced through the sand and the dust and the dark.
Thank you. never look back at the train in the desert, clickety-clack. On the train in the desert, clickety-clack. On the train in the desert, on the train in the desert.
The porters hustle and the businessmen talk big.
All right, that was nice. I like that. I really like that. Okay. Who is that again?
That is Train in the Desert by Claire Martin. CD is Almost in Your Arms.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. And all right, so we do have a Memphis song on here.
Yes, we do.
Even though there's not a rule that you have to play a Memphis song. All right, what is this? I don't know that I know this song.
Okay, so everyone knows Isaac Hayes' contribution to Memphis and Shaft. Mm-hmm. I believe they won an Academy Award for that
right.
song. Okay, well, in 1974, he did the soundtrack for Truck Turner.
Oh, that's right, yeah, okay.
And for those who, you know, Shaft is a fantastic CD, Truck Turner, my opinion, is right up there with it.
Okay.
And it's got some really great songs on it. Mm-hmm. So this one is called Driving in the Sun. Of course, Isaac Hayes, Truck Turner, 1974. And I believe Michael Toles is the one who plays guitar.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Michael Toles is great.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's great. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Man, that's a cool song. Isaac Hayes, Driving in the Sun. And that's from what?
Truck Turner. 1974.
All right, I'm gonna seek out that soundtrack and see. What was the other one that you liked?
In Pursuit of the Pimpmobile.
That's right.
It's a fantastic song.
Okay. I bet you, David, do you know In Pursuit of the Pimpmobile by Isaac Hayes?
I do.
Well, of course you do. Of course you.
Getting reissued soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, David owns a couple of record stores. That's why he is in the know, and I think he knows more about music than anybody I know. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're going to keep pushing along here, and let's see what we got next.
Willie, we got A Good Thing by Gino Vannelli.
Okay,
it's remastered. It's from his Good Thing, and real quick. Mm-hmm. My first stereo that I purchased was from Stuber Stereos on Union.
Okay, yeah.
And when I went in, I was 17, uh-huh. and went upstairs. That's where the stereo equipment was back then. And the gentleman played Powerful People by Gino Vannelli.
Okay.
And I thought, my goodness, this is fantastic. A few months later, I think Gino Vannelli had played in New Orleans, and they just made a stop in Memphis. And they played at the auditorium, and my brother and I went, and there's probably less than 1,000 people there.
Wow.
And it was the most incredible concert, and this would have been in the fall of 75.
Okay.
And, of course, I've been a big fan, you know, ever since then. And so this is just part of his career. I don't believe he's ever been back to Memphis after that.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Okay. So here we go. This is
kind of different.
Okay. It's A Good Thing, Gino Vannelli.
Thing. A good thing. shake his hand, let the cards land where they might. I'm no good friend, yeah. A good thing. I'm no good thing. She got eyes like sapphire diamonds, set of legs that just won't quit. I didn't quite get her name, but I hear wedding bells chiming, 'cause I know a good thing when I see it. I know a good thing.
All right, Gino Vannelli, man. So whatever happened to Gino? Is he still making records?
He is. He's still touring and still making records and still got that great voice.
Yeah, right. He could deliver. Wow. Tell him if he'll come back to Memphis, we'll have more than 1,000 people there this time. Not to worry, Gino. We got you. We got you this time. All right, folks. I've been here with Tim Cutbirth this morning, and we've been having a great time talking about music, and he's had some great picks here, and I appreciate you being here, man.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you.
Hey, will you come back?
Absolutely.
Will you work anytime on another 10?
If you ever have somebody calling sick, let me know.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to try to get through the next two songs. We don't have but about 5 minutes left. So what have we got next?
Okay, the next one is Venus Envy by Gino Vannelli. Okay. It's from his Best and Beyond, 2009.
Okay. Here we go.
Yes!
Okay, my apologies to Gino Vannelli. Gino, if you're listening, I'm so sorry, but we have to get to our last song here. Tim is making me do this, so...
Begrudgingly.
So, yeah, we cool. All right, what have we got next?
Okay, the last one to top this off is Sunday in L.A., and this one is also by Mark Winkler, and it's from his new The Rules Don't Apply this year's.
All right, here we go, so folks.
Feel good song.
All right, and we will see you next Monday at 9 a.m. right here on WYXR. Thanks for listening. Hey, the new Soft Shoe Show is coming up. David is sitting here. He is ready to rock. See you later.
What a day, what a lovely view in your arms. Sleepy afternoon, we can play. Nothing better than palm trees, perfect weather. The only time to drive, the 10 and 405. The week ahead so far away. Sunday in L.A. There's a reggae band and the tastiest taco stand. Children danced Marley, weekend riders on their hearts.